The Osgood File, sponsored by Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Visit AutoOwners.com. This is Dave Ross in for Charles Osgood. And the successor to Steve Jobs turns out to be Steve Ballmer. Can Microsoft out-Apple Apple? More after this from Charlie. The jaded tech media assembled in Los Angeles for the big Microsoft announcement, and as the music played and the videos rolled, they commented that this looked more like an Apple event. Microsoft was releasing a tablet computer called Surface, designed not just by engineers but by artists, housed in a flawless magnesium frame with a keyboard called the Touch Cover that doubles as a cover and attaches so effortlessly that designer Panos Panay gushed, quote, "I love my wife, but Touch Cover is very important to me." CBS's Larry Magid got a close look.
It is definitely not an iPad clone. It's obviously designed for both productivity as well as entertainment use.
Like Apple's iPad, the Surface is impossibly thin and light. But unlike the iPad, when it's time to stop fooling around and get some work done, you can stand it up and type on a keyboard without having to buy an extra attachment. Now, does this give Apple something to worry about? Probably not. I think Microsoft is looking at a whole new market. Earth, you see, is really two planets, Planet Windows and Planet Apple. This is for people like me who have spent their whole lives on Planet Windows, are used to the atmosphere, understand the weather. Yes, we could see Planet Apple through our telescopes at night. We could see that the people were dressed way cool and used their iPads like spirit animals. And we wondered if the only way to break our desktop shackles was to swallow hard and make the trip. But now, Microsoft is saying, if you can just hold out until fall, you'll have a machine that will not only run your software, but make it dance, so that suddenly those telescopes on Planet Apple will be nervously watching you. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.